I saw a show at the San Francisco Playhouse called Bower. I have to highly recommend it. Why? Because if you're into acting and you like acting, it's fascinating watching how these three performers play off of each other. The storyline is basically this fellow who painted works for, well, for the Guggenheim Museum. He actually kind of had a monopoly of that in New York. They signed him up for it and kept his works. And the reason he's not well known was when the Guggenheim went through additional changes, they basically put all his works down in the basement and said, Bower, that's it. And he had quite a, he was highly recognized prior to that time. I can't really tell you much more about it, that aspect of it. But if you like acting and you want to see a first-class acting production, the San Francisco Playhouse, Bower, March 18th through April 19th. So you've got basically 18 more days to check it out. Fabulous, fabulous acting. In fact, it is already, it has been announced that it's going to New York. Sometimes we're very fortunate in seeing pieces before they make it to the East Coast. And this could be one of those, this is one of those occasions where this production will move intact as it presently stands to the East Coast. I think we're very fortunate to have something like that versus a work in progress. Works in progress, that they're fine. They're good in and of themselves. But Bower, B-A-U-E-R, because the acting alone and watching how the actors play off of each other, see it and let me know what you think if you do. You don't have to agree because that was my opinion, but I compared it with others and they also agreed. The question was, the big question was, I'm looking at a notice here, why did he stop painting? And the play kind of examines that. Personally, I'd say it's a story that doesn't go very far, doesn't develop, though it's got a really nice, tight script. In fact, it's a very tight show. Actually, I can read some of the information because I doubt that our guest is going to show up today, which would be unfortunate. If he does, well, we've lucked out. Gunderson's play, the author of the play is Lauren Gunderson, tells the compelling and controversial tale of world-renowned artist Rudolf Bower, who was so driven to create, he sketched on scraps in a Nazi prison, yet eventually stopped painting forever when a feud erupted amongst himself, his patron and benefactor, Solomon Guggenheim, and Bower's lifetime love, Baroness Hilla Rebbe, one of Guggenheim's most trusted curators. So they're to blame. The Guggenheim Museum originally built to house Bower's works, opened with a single Bower exhibit. Well, anyway, that gives you a rundown of just a basic idea of what it's about. He was considered by many art historians and critics to have had a major impact on modern artists, among them Jackson Pollock and William de Kooning. And yet, who knows of him? He disappeared from the art world in the 1950s, and as many of his paintings, they're still in the basement of the Guggenheim. I think because of this play, they're going to be dusted off and brought back on display. Go see it, will you? Bower at the San Francisco Playhouse.